This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden gave his first address from the Oval Office on Friday to tout the passage of a bill to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden said he will sign into law on Saturday the bill passed by Congress this week to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending after nail-biting negotiations. Both the Senate and the House of Representatives passed a bill that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default on the nation's debts as early as June the 5th.
Look, the only way American democracy can function is through compromise and consensus. And that's what I work to do as your president, you know, to forge bipartisan agreement where it's possible and where it's needed.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The latest deadly train crash in India happened Friday when two passenger trains derailed, where officials say more than 280 people have been killed, more than 900 injured.
Crowds of people swarmed the wreckage of a train car in the eastern Indian state of Odisha after two passenger trains collided. Authorities say one of them, called the Howrah Superfast Express, derailed on Friday and became entangled with the other train, called the Coromandel Express. Images from the horrific scene showed rescuers climbing up the mangled wreck of one of the trains to find survivors. Scores of injured passengers were rushed to area hospitals for treatment. One official said there were over 800 people hurt.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. United States and its allies clashed with Russia and China on Friday over North Korea's failed launch of a military spy satellite this week in violation of multiple U.N. security